Now some news from the world of sports. And for two decades, they waited for redemption. Different players, yes, but all of them representing one country. All of them pining for the chance to reclaim the mantle as best women's hockey team in the world. And last night in Pyeongchang, the U.S. women's hockey team regained that honor, beating Team Canada in a thrilling 3-2 overtime shootout to win the gold medal, just as Montpellier's Amanda Pelkey predicted they would do. Pelkey did not figure in the U.S. scoring last night, but she assisted on two U.S. goals during the tournament run to the finals, and her presence as a fourth-line energy player was invaluable in a sport that requires contributions from every player on every shift in every game to reach the ultimate goal. The game last night was as hard-fought and nail-biting as expected, with the U.S. jumping out to a 1-0 lead with less than 30 seconds to go in the first period, and then the Canadians tying it up within the first 2 minutes of the second. Canada would forge ahead 2-1, and they clung to that lead with about 6 minutes to go in the third period when Monique Lamoureux-Davidson got into the clear for a breakaway and tied the game at two, forcing an overtime and then the shootout. And in that penalty shootout round, it was Monique's sister, Jocelyn Lamoureux-Davidson, who provided the highlight goal that will go down as one of the greatest in Olympic history. She approached slowly, finished with a triple deke, faking a shot going forehand to backhand, and at the last possible second, back to the forehand to slide the puck into the net to give the U.S. a 3-2 lead in the shootout. It wasn't quite over just yet. The U.S. had to wait for their outstanding goaltender, Matty Rooney, who finished with 29 saves on the night, to make one more, securing the gold when she stopped Canada's Megan Augusta on their final chance. Then it was over-the-boards jubilation for the Americans with hugs, tears, and the first U.S. women's gold medal since 1998. And one of those medals will be heading back to Vermont to be worn proudly by Montpellier's Amanda Pelkey in the state capital. Canada sees their streak of four Olympic hockey golds in a row broken with the silver, while Finland captured the bronze. Michaela Schifrin can add a silver medal to the gold that she's already won in Pyeongchang. The Burke Mountain Academy alum took second place in the women's alpine combined, using a strong run in the slalom portion to make up for lost time in the downhill section, which had her back in sixth place before catching up with her signature race to grab the silver. Lindsey Vonn, who finishes her final Olympics with a bronze medal in the downhill, led the field after the downhill portion, but did not reach the podium, skiing off the course during the slalom. Schifrin, meanwhile, leaves South Korea with gold and silver medals and is still the World Cup leader in slalom. Former UVM skier Kevin Drury got tangled up with an athlete from Russia in the men's ski cross final, eliminated from medal contention when he fell following the mid-air collision and lost his ski. But he did have a strong run leading up to that race, seated number 3 out of 31 other racers. To men's college basketball now, and the streak may have ended with a loss to Hartford in their last game, but the University of Vermont men's basketball team got right back to the business of winning and clinched the America East regular season title in the process with a 75-54 drubbing of Binghamton on senior night at Patrick Gym. The win gives UVM back-to-back America East titles and ensures they are the top seed for the America East tournament, which starts March 3rd. Drew Urquhart turned in a double-double with 18 points and 10 rebounds on a night where he and five fellow seniors were honored for their last regular season contest as Catamounts. Peyton Henson is also set to graduate. He turned in a 15-point night, and senior Trey Bell Haynes poured in 12. Ernie Duncan, a junior, reached the 1,000-point milestone for his Catamounts career with an 18-point game. Catamounts still have two more games before closing out the regular season, knowing they will be the number one seed for the tournament, no matter the outcome in those two games. In women's college ice hockey, the St. Michael's Purple Knights were playing in the New England Women's Hockey Alliance tournament against Franklin Pierce, and they lost a tight contest 2-1 when the Ravens scored the game winner with just under 2 minutes left in the third period, and not long after St. Mike's Emily Lancey had tied the game at 1 with about 3 minutes to go. So the Purple Knights season is done with just 5 wins on the campaign, but they did have a very strong showing against the Ravens before bowing out. NHL trade deadline fast approaching with a deadline of Monday, and the Montreal Canadiens did make one move, probably not their last, as they look to be sellers for sure. Yesterday, they sent defenseman Jacob Jerebek to the Washington Capitals for a 2019 fifth-round draft pick.